Daniel Klein, chef, and his partner, videographer Mira Fine, came up with an idea to travel the world documenting how people live with food. They track down the people we rarely get a chance to meet, way off the beaten path. Well, 150 short films later, this James Beard Award-winning duo are back at it again, going in depth for season 4. Now, they recently spent several months in Ireland, and Daniel's here to tell us about what they discovered. Daniel, it's good to have you back.
It's great to be back.
So tell me about the Ireland trip.
So we spent 2 months in Ireland making 10 short films. In that period, we spent time in the Wild Atlantic Way in Ireland's ancient East and Dublin. And we came up with 10 very unique films. One in particular that comes to mind is about a young chef named Katie Sanderson in Dublin. And we don't normally do films about chefs. Our stories tend to be more about the farmer, about the unknown people, and we're not... Chefs get enough attention. Mm-hmm. But Katie was a little bit different in the sense that she was famous in Ireland. She had done a series of pop-up dinners and totally could have settled into a restaurant in Dublin that got rave reviews, etc. But instead, she stopped and thought about what she really wanted and remembered that she loved to cook food, you know, and to nourish people and to give people that health that comes from good food. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why we eat. And so instead of going and doing her restaurant, she instead, while we were there, was cooking for the dancers of an Irish production of Swan Lake. And just making them vegetarian, organic food for 7 weeks in the kitchen of a army barracks. So here's this famous chef who's just cooking, unknown, on the side.
Right.
And then, you know, the next day she was making miso. We filmed her making miso because she loves to do it, and she does these pop-ups in these different dinners, and she just needs to refill her larder. So she's kind of this nomadic chef who is doing really what she loves doing and following her passion of cooking instead of following her passion to be famous or have a restaurant.
Being a celebrity.
Yeah. So we made a really different type of film about her because she was doing so many things. We couldn't follow the traditional narrative that we usually do. Mm-hmm. We made miso with her. We filmed her with the dancers. And then we also had the opportunity to go forage and harvest seaweed with her, which was a great experience. I mean, imagine walking along the coast in Ireland and picking all of these different delicious seaweeds and then going back and having her make a kombu in a converted construction site kitchen. It's just kind of unreal, like the little situations that you found yourself in with this young woman.
Amazing. Really amazing. Okay, so that was, what, the East Coast. What did you find on the West Coast?
The West Coast is totally different than the East. It's rugged. It's wild. They call it the Wild Atlantic Way, so it really captures that wild imagination. And one story that we found there was about the Haven Smokehouse in Donegal. And what's unique about it, there's a lot of smoked salmon in Ireland, but what's unique about it is they smoke their salmon with turf. And I don't know how familiar you are with turf, but it is the dirt below the dirt in the bogs of Ireland. So this man, Declan, took us out and dug beneath the heather, beneath the soil, and cut out these big chunks of what looked to me like dirt, but that they in turn dry and use as firewood, essentially.
Right. Is this anything like peat moss?
It is. It's the same thing as peat moss. It's just the term that they use for it there. So you'll find it in homes across Ireland, and it's a very unique smell that in the evenings walking down the street, you'll kind of say, what is that? Like, is it dirt? Is it smoke? What is the smell? By the time I left, I really loved the smell. At first, I was kind of like, what is that?
Because I understand this has been used as fuel for centuries, right?
Yeah, it is the primary, at least in that part of Ireland, thing for heating homes.
So Declan smokes salmon with this. What gave him the idea?
He was really looking to capture this feeling that he had of home. So he was born in Ireland, moved away for some time, and came back with the desire to smoke salmon and to kind of capture this feeling of like being on the riverbank and cooking fish on the riverbank and having the smell and that taste of home. And so he was trying to recapture that. And he started by just building a little tiny smokehouse and then built this all himself, all with experimentation and producing turf smoked salmon, which must have existed in history, but doesn't currently exist on the market in in Ireland.
So how does he actually use the turf?
So he harvests the turf, dries it, brings it back, and then he uses a little bit of beech wood to keep the fire going and add a little bit of smoked sweetness of beech wood. And then, you know, it's cold smoking, so he's a separate fire that goes over where he has his organic salmon hanging, and that slowly over a 24-hour period lends that subtle smoke. And then when it comes out, it's like traditional cold smoked salmon like that you would find at the deli, except he cuts it like sushi, which is quite unique.
Meaning?
So instead of that, those long side cuts.
Right, the slanted cut that's done.
He cuts it straight down, which for him gives it the full taste of both the inside, which is less smoked, and as well as the salmon, the smoked salmon ring around the edge.
Oh, I like the way this man thinks. What does it taste like?
I mean, when you're, taste is all perception, you know, but when you have this piece of salmon that you've seen, you know, salted with care, filleted with care, all taking every necessary step, and you see that sliced and put on a piece of Irish brown bread with Irish butter, and then a piece of smoked salmon that you've seen be smoked over the course of 2 days, and you eat that next to the guy who smoked it, obviously that tastes delicious.
And with that, you have captured the entire sense. Hey, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.
Mira Fine and Daniel Klein are partners behind the award-winning Perennial Plate. Now, to check out their films and learn more about their adventures in Ireland, head to our website, splendidtable.org. And while you're there, look for Darina Allen's souffle made with goat cheese and thyme. Trust me, it's delicious.